The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the heart and soul of professional wrestling. That's right, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, Tommy Dreamer, shares a story, I'm telling you right now, it's going to knock you off your feet, about his future in pro wrestling. Also, speaking of the future of pro wrestling, or maybe the now in pro wrestling, Cameron Grimes sits down with us before his big matchup of In Your House at NXT TakeOver on Sunday, right now on the Busted Open Podcast. It's story time with the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy.
Well, David, I have been mulling over no longer wrestling. And I would still do the show, but it's really been in the back of my mind for a while. It's a hard decision to make, but like I see a lot of my friends, I know Mikey Whipwreck's going through a lot of issues. I have not because of health, just because I guess fear, and I like staying home, and I don't feel I ever need to leave my house ever again, except for like, you know, go outside every once in a while. And I was really going to step away. I know how I want to go out. I don't think it's possible, or how I wanted to go out before COVID. COVID hits. I never thought I could be normal. And I know I'm not normal, but I realized I can function in the real world, which even though it's, you know, and when I'm talking function, it's, I just thought I'd always just wrestle or be involved in wrestling some way. And not that my, when I'm around it, I like it. And, but it just, that's with Impact, you know, and I stopped a long time ago with the, you know, that's a big reason why I left WWE was the behind the scenes BS. And I just hate it. I started my own company and that was going very, very well. And then COVID kind of killed that. And I just was just like, it's just time to go. They always say, like, you know, when your heart tells you, doesn't matter how old you are. It's just, if it's not there, it's not there. And I was going to just leave. No big announcement. I stopped taking, when we talk about the world is opening, dude, I get asked to work all the time. And I literally tell people no, which is turning down money, but it's okay. And it's, I don't wrestle anymore because of money, even though I've lost a lot of money, but like we all have, but I know I'll be okay. But I always relied on wrestling to be there. It wasn't the same. And I knew it wasn't the same. I did an independent show a couple of weeks ago. It was literally 50 minutes from my house. I made more money than most people make in a month. And I'm not saying that as an insult. It's just, you know, I made a lot of money with autographs, all that stuff. And I still was just like, it was empty. And I, like I said, I never wrestled for the money. And I was just like, yeah, it's time, because my heart's not in it anymore. And I was just going to, like I said, step away. And then this weekend I was in Bristol, Tennessee, made a crap load of money. I saw a lot of wrestlers I haven't seen in a long time, which is great catching up with everybody. That put me in a happier place. And then something happened to me that changed me. And I literally want to say, and it's hard to, because I also don't have, the WWE Network doesn't show stuff that I grew up watching. And that was, that stuff makes me a fan. And I don't go down the YouTube rabbit hole anymore because I'm pretty busy. So I saw 79-year-old Jimmy Valiant get in the ring and wrestle and entertain the people. And when I tell you, I became a fan again, and I was part of the Boogie Woogie Brigade back in the day, his fan club. And I looked at him and I said, here's a man kind of like me. I'm not what I was, but I still know how to entertain. And I watched him when his music hit. He was walking around in the back. He's, you know, and I was talking to him earlier. He's like, oh, I don't feel too good. My stomach hurts. And, you know, it was a long drive. He's like, I'm getting old. He's 79. And his music hit. The people popped for his. And when he came out, he was clapping with rhythm. He was dancing. The people got on their feet in a heartbeat. And when I literally talked to almost everybody in that building, and majority of them, I was the oldest person there. So nobody knows who this Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant is. Where when I say nobody, they just know he's this older wrestler or a legend. And because they just didn't see him wrestle anymore. You know, it's before their time. There's a lot of kids. Hell, I mean, ECW went out of business 20 years ago. So Jimmy Valiant, and like I tell you, and I was like, oh, he's going to be in the corner because there was a tag team in the ring. And then he literally gets into the ring and performs, starts the match. And when I tell you the people never got sat down, they didn't sit down until he tagged out. And he was in there for a good 6 minutes. And what he did was so awesome and made me, I was just like, look at this man. He's 79 and we've all lost so much time. And I was just like, God, that's beautiful. And the fact that he didn't look, you know, here's a guy who wrestled in Madison Square Garden. He wasn't look like, oh, what the hell am I doing here? Or it was a cash grab or just like, oh, let me use my fame just to get a couple of bucks or no, man, he went out there and he worked. And I would just, it literally made me fall in love with wrestling again. And it's something that I needed for my brain and my psyche to say, I want to keep on doing this. And I don't know if, because I destroyed my body for, I don't think I'll be 79 and doing this, but I'm going to keep on going for as long as my body holds out. So, well, but thank you, Boogie Woogie Man. I know you're not listening, but thank you for everyone who's ever paved the way for a Tommy Dreamer, because you inspired the hell and made me a fan again.
Wow. I'm so glad that that story turned out the way that it did, Tommy, because, you know, as a fan, I don't want to see you step away from pro wrestling. But as your friend, I want you to be happy. And I think COVID has changed everybody, because I think a good thing came out of it for you, Tommy, and the fact that you realize you can have a life outside of wrestling. So in essence, that trip to see you know, Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant, where you worked with him, I think it's beautiful for a couple of different reasons, because I think you're a better person now coming out of that. One is that you know that you love wrestling and you don't need wrestling. I think you're at the point of in your life where, man, you're doing it out of love and passion and not out of necessity. And I think realizing that there's life outside of wrestling, that's just going to make wrestling for you that much sweeter. And to fall back in love, isn't that great? You know, like, because I think everybody, myself included, we get caught up in the ratings and we get caught up on my rants around Raw. And you kind of forget the the reason why you fell in love with pro wrestling to begin with. And the fact that you found that out and seeing Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant inside the ring for 6 minutes in Tennessee, man, that is one hell of a story, Tommy.
And Dave, I mean, you're right. And there's also, I mean, I've said this before in the beginning of the year, like how I choose to use my platform for good. But, you know, there's a lot of negativity. This show supplies a lot of entertainment for wrestling fans, whether you agree or disagree. But then you're always going to get people who don't like it and they want to, and you could hear the praise, literally a building of 700 people, but you'll hear that one person that boos you. That's social media. Yeah. And one person that boos you or says something to you, you'll click on the profile. You'll be like, F that person, blah, 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 blah. It's in, you know, these times we were surrounded by uncertainty, and we're also any negative or negativity. We don't want it because it affects us. But I was just like, and I said it to the crowd that night. I was like, hey, we're all in this together. We're all scared. I had COVID. I almost died from COVID. I didn't want to wrestle anymore, but now I want to wrestle even more. And, you know, because we have to appreciate what we have, because we all literally sat for over a year, somewhat stagnant. And I don't want to be stagnant anymore.
I love it. It's a great story, Tommy. And I'm really glad that you got Tommy Dreamer got his groove back by Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant. Yeah, I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live.
SiriusXM Fight Nation is your home for the hardest hitting combat sports talk you'll find in the world. Whether it's pro wrestling, MMA, or boxing, join the conversation with us at 877-FIGHT93 anytime from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern as we react to the hottest storylines, most intriguing matchups, and more.
Oh my God!
Your home for the best all-day combat sports talk anywhere is SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Tommy Dreamer. I feel bad. You don't even want to interrupt. The song is so damn good. But Tommy, let's bring him in. And I talk about it each and every Wednesday morning. I mean, right now, one of the best personalities in all of pro wrestling. You can see him Tuesday nights on NXT on the USA Cable Network. And you're definitely going to be able to see him this Sunday on Peacock at In Your House in that big ladder match that's taking place with LA Knight. And he's our guest right now, Mr. Cameron Grimes. Sir, how are you this morning?
Man, I'm really doing great. I'm so excited to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Tommy, what do you think, my friend?
I'm in awe in Cameron Grimes' presence. I've known him a long time. And like you said, Dave, Cameron, you're literally probably the most entertaining and must-see on NXT.
Unreal. You know, it's crazy. Once you get a little bit of money, everybody seems to like you. You know, I got more cousins now than I ever had.
Hey, Cameron, now, you're blowing through this. You're blowing through this money way too quick, though. You do understand that, right?
See, David, I don't think you understand that. Maybe for you, I'm going through the money too quick, but I don't think you really understand how much money I got.
Now, Cameron, I don't know. I know you're this big crypto guru, but yeah. Did you see how much the WWE stock imploded last night? It was up, I think, over $12 in one day.
Yeah, Tommy, wow. You see, there is no coincidence. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, the $1 million championship comes back, and then the next day, the very next day, the WWE stock skyrockets. You know, I'm not going to say that's coincidence, but, you know, I do dabble a little bit in the stock market, and I do hang out with some of those guys, and, you know, I may have put in a couple words. I'm not a financial advisor, so don't get me arrested here, but WWE stock to the moon, baby. No coincidence. Cameron Grimes.
Well, Cameron, look at what's been going on these last few weeks leading into Sunday. You know, Mr. Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man himself. You know, in some ways, maybe a thorn in your side, but in other ways, maybe even a bit of a mentor for you as well. It sounds crazy saying it, but that's what I've been watching.
Yeah, everybody's got a price, right? Everybody wanted to be the $1 million man. Everybody wanted to laugh at people and throw money at them. Everybody. So ultimately, I wanted to do that until it turned around, and then Ted was embarrassing me. You know, then he outbuys me, he outbids me. Who rents a whole club just to themselves, Ted? I don't think you're realizing this. They're not playing badminton in there, backgammon. What do those old people play now? Is it backgammon? Tommy, is it backgammon? What's wow. the game?
Yeah, they play that. Cribbage. There's a lot of things.
What was he doing in a club by himself? I still don't quite understand that. And at every turn, he had to embarrass me. And maybe it was just to fire me up. And maybe he was right. Maybe I was losing a little bit of my focus. Maybe I was worried a little bit too much about that rose gold. Tommy, have you ever had rose gold before?
No, I don't even know what that is.
I didn't think you did, Tommy. You seem more like a yellow gold, or maybe even like a fool's gold.
I did buy a cubic zirconium for a few women back in the day.
That might be why you had to buy a few of them, Tommy.
Actually, that was my problem, I think, Tommy, more than anybody else's. Talk about LA Knight, your opponent on Sunday in this ladder match, you know, for the $1 million championship.
Look, LA Knight, he is a $1 million talent. You can't look at him and not see that. The guy says he's a walking, talking, bad A machine, Corvorka. He says a lot of big words that I'm still trying to quite understand. So I'm sure there was a couple more that he might have said that I just haven't really found the definition for. But hell of a talent, hell of a guy. But when it comes to holding the $1 million championship, I think he's just going to fall a little bit short. You see, everybody's confident until they're standing on top of a 12-foot ladder. You know what I'm saying? It's real easy to talk tough when you're standing on the ground. But once you're up there on that thing and that thing's a swinging and you're reaching, it gets a little bit scarier. And if you know anything about Cameron Grimes from Cameron, North Carolina, I got ladders in my blood, baby.
The $1 million belt is a real deal. It's one of the most expensive titles. Ted DiBiase's been on this show. He's talked about carrying this thing. I remember when he said he had no clue where it was, and then they found it, and now it's, you know, being brought to prominence again. And you feel super confident you're gonna win this title on Sunday, and then what?
That's a great question, Tommy. And then what? But you see, why bring out such a shiny piece of gold if I'm not going to flaunt it around? Why carry a championship if I'm not going to defend that championship, Tommy? I understand where you're getting at. You want to see the Cameron Grimes championship reign with that $1 million championship. And, you know, I'm fine with that. But first, I got to get it off that ladder. But once I get it off that ladder, I'm willing. And Tommy, you want to come to NXT? You want a chance at the $1 million champion? I'm sure I could talk to some people. I don't know how well they like you, though.
Some people do, some people don't. The boys, you know, would all love to see that match, but I don't know if some of management would. But you could buy you could buy it. Just buy NXT. Hell, I started my own company. You
can very close. Yeah, very close. It's like a House of Grimes.
House of Grimes. I like that. Now, Cameron mentioned, you know, the Kavorka. Tommy, you understand the Kavorka better than anybody. Wouldn't you say that Cameron Grimes has a little bit of that Kavorka? I mean, he's got that personality. Something about him.
He's got the Kavorka. He's got the chest hair going.
Oh, yeah.
Like he said, he always had the talent. Now that he's got the money, he's got everything. And I always say, a gimmick is short-lived, but a gimmick that can wrestle will be in this industry forever. And I know everyone loves Cameron Grimes' interviews, his it factor on his promos, but Cameron Grimes, I've known this from day one, can go in the ring, and I've yet to see a bad Cameron Grimes match.
You're going to bring a tear to my eye, Tommy. Let me tell you.
Thank you. Send me some cash, or just get me, but I'll be your first defense.
There you go.
And we'll do a hardcore $1 million belt match, whatever.
There's
you want
no other way. I figured it would go, Tommy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Can you fire Robert Stone? Does he still even work there?
You know, I don't think I have that much pull. But, you know, when I do buy NXT, because that's a very well thing, you know, like you said, the WWE stock going off, and you know, I got a couple others that are popping off. So, you know, I might have to talk to Hunter and see if there's something we can work out. But, you know, in the business world, there comes a time where there has to be layoffs, and I think that Robert Stone would be that first layoff.
Because he hits everybody up. Can you please check your DMs? Ugh, he's so annoying.
You know how much free jewelry he tries to get off of me?
I can only imagine.
I was thinking Robert Stone. Cameron doesn't even need to give any money to Robert Stone. It's a waste of money to get rid of Robert Stone. He's at some point he'll lose his way anyway, so it doesn't matter. All right, you mentioned Cameron, North Carolina. You mentioned the ladder. You know, when you think of Cameron, not much in Cameron, North Carolina than the Hardy compound. So, I mean, I'm sure it's in your blood to get on top of that ladder on Sunday.
Correct. Like you said, yeah, there is not much in Cameron. There's one stoplight and then there's three stars. Cameron Grimes, Jeff Hardy, and Matt Hardy. And, you know, you see, ever since I was born, my fondest memories were being inside that wrestling ring. What Tommy says, he ain't ever seen a bad Cameron Grimes match. That ain't by accident. That's by design. And Cameron Grimes, like you said, Tommy, has always been a million-dollar talent. I just needed that money to back me. Now, here I am, looking at that million-dollar championship, hoping and praying, David, that I walk away. Million-dollar champ.
Will you have Ted DiBiase as an advisor then?
Now, see, Tommy, here's the thing. I've learned that once you get money, you don't really want to work for people. You don't really want to be told what to do. And then once you retire, you really don't want to be told what to do. So I'm just being respectful and right now saying that I will not ask Ted DiBiase to be my manager. However, if Ted is feeling wild and feeling crazy and he wants to take a break from his nice lifestyle that he lives and he wants to come out and sit by the ring and cheer me on, he is more than welcome.
Nice.
Okay. I like it. And you know what, Cameron? I mean, obviously your match with LA Knight in the ladder match for the $1 million championship is one of the big five matches that's taking place on Sunday, but some really interesting matchups, some matchups that might involve your future later on down the line. Of course, that fatal five-way match for the NXT championship, a lot of talent right now with NXT.
Oh yeah. You know that when you watch Takeover, that Takeover is the show to watch. Every time Takeover finishes, people say that that was the best show that NXT has done. Here we are now at what, Takeover 34? And 34 times have people said that was the best show that they've done. That was the best show that they've done. Now, Sunday going into In Your House, do you think that that is really going to change? Do you think that we are going to let you see a Takeover and not say that that was the best show that we have done? Fatal five-way, you're right. We have a lot of talent. Just in that match alone, there is a lot of talent. Pete Dunne, Karrion Kross, Finn Balor, Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano. do I need to even say more? The names sell the match enough. There's nothing I can say besides those names that are going to make you want to see that match more.
And Cameron, just so you understand the impact that you have, we have a Busted Open Nation member, Lindsay, who her father passed away. And she said she was flying home, but then she watched your promo and you made her laugh on one of the worst days of her life. And that's what this other billionaire, Vince McMahon, always talks about, which I'm sure you'll buy him soon too. You're putting smiles on people's faces and you're entertaining, and you have been entertaining so off the charts, but that's the impact you made on one person and that a story that they shared with. And I'm sure you're making that impact on a lot of others, and just keep on doing what you're doing, 'cause you're awesome, dude.
So just real quick, Tommy, like literally just hearing that, I'm crying. I'm really crying. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of people do know this, but when I was told that I was getting signed to the WWE, I called my father, who was a solo father that raised me by himself. I called him and I said, "Tracy, I made it to the WWE," and we cried our eyes out. And that phone call, that was the last time that I ever talked to my father. Mm-hmm. That very next day, the very next weekend, sorry, he passed away. And I live this dream now and in his memory. And the fact that, Lindsay, that you had to go through that moment, and I hope that you're here watching this now, and that you had to go through that moment, and that the fact that you saw this goofy guy, Cameron Grimes, right here, Cameron Grimes, and I took you to the moon, Lindsay, and you loved it, and it made you feel just a little bit better. Lindsay, I got tears in my eyes right now, Lindsay, just thinking it. Thank you so much, Lindsay, and thank you, Tommy, for telling me that.
Always, buddy.
Yeah, and it just shows you the power of pro wrestling. It shows the power of what you're able to accomplish. And you never know who's watching and what state of mind that they're in. And seriously, you know, you've been around. Your career is over a decade. And so much potential, so much talent, so much buzz. But you got to be happy with the fact that you're finally getting this stage to perform on and this audience that really is enjoying your work. Because as much as we've been touting this show, Tommy's right. The most phone calls we've gotten have been about you. You got to be proud about that.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like I just mentioned before, I'm doing this to, like, you know, honor my father, and the fact that, you know, I like you said, over 10 years now, I've really been working hard, but there's a time for everything. There's the correct time for everything. And right now I feel like this is the correct time to start to see where Cameron Grimes can go, where the future can go for Cameron Grimes. And, you know, this could be the end. You know, it could all end after this, but I'm really hoping that this is just the beginning.
I'm really looking forward to it. Of course, the match, Cameron Grimes, LA Knight, ladder match for the $1 million championship, top to bottom. These matches are absolutely incredible. Sunday night in your house on Peacock, WWE NXT. And of course, you can watch Cameron Grimes. He's must watch TV every single Tuesday night on USA, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Cameron, man, thank you so much for the time. Good luck on Sunday, but good luck with everything. Dude, you deserve it. You're killing it right now. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, David. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of advice. If Tommy or anybody's ever given you any problems, you just need to tell them to kiss your grits.
You got Tommy, kiss my grits, Tommy.
You heard it, Tommy. Kiss his grits.
Cameron Grimes.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Thank you so much for the time, Tommy. We talk about it a lot. We've talked a lot about it on this show. Like you said, the phone call from Lindsay earlier this morning. You can't be happier for Cameron Grimes. And he is must watch TV every single Tuesday night.
Hell yeah. So good in the ring, man. And like I said, I've seen it from day one. I'm happy they've given him the ball. I'm happy he's this smart guru. I wish I knew when I was dealing with him more that he would give me some of these tips and advice, because I'd be even richer. I'm like a millionaire, and I'm not a billionaire like he is. But, you know, we're going to get there.
House of Grimes. That's House it. Of Grimes. That's the next big promotion. House of Grimes.
I just got to get I have ostrich boots back in the day. That was the staple of you've made it in the business. He's got an ostrich hat. I think he actually has an ostrich in his backyard. I thought I saw that one of the clips.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.